I can hear you. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So we were just talking a little bit about leaders in training and the fact that there would be some of these leaders in training folks, as in the past, involved with supervising his own pay.
Sure. Boy, that sounds like how many are we talking here?
Just a couple, I think we had last
couple. Okay. Yeah, great. Sure. More than area. Should have it well staffed then.
Okay. What do they do? Do they actually get in the tank?
They're in the tank to help people in case they...
That's the difference between what you have to do, which is you have to get in the tank. It's really cold.
Yeah. So these guys are in the tank. They stay in the tank?
Yeah. So they need to get up and they drop in the tank to get things going. They initiate and catalyze the whole thing and then work with the kids. So that's the difference. But the arrow just stand back.
Okay, so in essence, they're seeding the activity, really.
Exactly.
Okay, well, happy that sounds like a leadership exercise, certainly. I have the second alternate. That's okay. Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay, great. We'll have two of those now. Does someone need to contact? Who's in contact with the RDF leaders in training? Are they interns that are summer staff or something? Is that what they are?
Yeah, they bring them on every year, half a dozen of them, and then they engage them in different activities throughout the area. It's pretty much they decide what to do. They get them all. We always know.
Do we need to make contact ahead of time with them, they'll be there.
Okay. They'll show up and we just say go there and do that. And, yeah.
Great.
And people think that they'll be the hype thing people.
Great. Okay.
And then the young lady who was involved with Family Day, she's out as well, right, huh?
She is. That's Angie Wiersma, and she's on board. So.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Tree keepers, invasive species display.
You're going to bring our wheel of death. Okay. We have a Family Day, the big wheel that shows you how many fish don't make it in the life cycle. And it's a big hit. We have this lineup, so... You know what? It's a good one. We'll entertain it as you go. So we'll run that.
There's only one live fish in that whole damn thing.
Oh, well, that's right.
Really nice to have you, right?
That's right. Too much old children crying.
Yeah.
Okay, the further to that, now, we're not going to be doing the seaweed then. This is in place.
This is what we'll do here. Yeah, we were kind of fuzzing it last year.
Yeah.
It's kind of made it up. But no, this is, yeah. It is a good one. Yeah. We don't use it at Family Day, so it's not overused. It's, for once a year, twice a year things. And we use it at River again, the Fleet Festival, too, and it's popular here as well. So, third time this year.
So we've got Michelle Jack and Rory to put a request for members to volunteer for the Giant Bubble One. Who is contacting Rotary? Somebody must have asked for you to come here.
I got in touch with Doug Harpo. Okay. We got in touch with the new executive, and that's how she showed up. So,
okay.
Doug Harpo was an old club.
Okay.
And he handed over the material they used for their bubble somebody in the new club, and then that's where she showed up.
Okay, I've got her email, so I can email her and just make sure she's on board for the giant bubble was and that kind of stuff. And she'll need some volunteers.
And maybe our next meeting too, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
We can maybe get some young professionals too for helping out with that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. She was jumping on board with us, or...
She seems to be, I don't know. She was a bit evasive.
Okay.
She's been involved with a lot of stuff in the past, so I'm sure she's just bringing her club in now for the bubble things.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get over it. So Peter, Qualicum Beach Museum involvement, is that...?
No. I spoke to the attendee a couple of days ago, and they're not coming.
Okay.
There's a change over there because the executive director is on the 10th. She's leaving, probably the middle of July. and they don't have to replace it yet, but she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, okay.
So anyhow, I've secured, oh, this is on another topic, I've secured some tables and canopies from them. So they're also in my next question.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Let's see, okay, Matt, young professional, and the dunk tank.
Well, I guess I'm not going to do the dunk tank, but that's covered over, by the leaders.
Yeah. Well, it's covered in the sense of the young guy doing it, but we still like to have one or two people there. You just make sure that nothing goes wild, like
those more adults.
Yeah, right. Some of the kind of keep an eye on things, too, right. in case they did the training get challenged or something, or someone objects to some backup for them, that
okay.
No, you have to take those rules, you know, this is a backup.
Sure. And then, where else do I need young professionals, and when? Do we want them for setup and tear down, or do we want them for the day, help them look? Well, what did they do?
Well, the turnout is concerned. When I come on to volunteer, I've got one or two questions for people. But we normally manage that without them. A lot of the volunteers we've got go 7 years further.
Okay. So how many young professionals do I need to recruit? They're willing to come and do what? They just want to look. What do I tell them?
Well, maybe we wait until we get into the volunteer thing and do a head count.
I think we need to sign a whole thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're going to be involved.
Okay.
I'll put you at the done thing. No. Wait. More instructions.
Okay. Ross, you've contacted the fire department about the done thing.
Yeah, the chief, Peter Cornell, and we clarified that likely at 11:45, so we'll be there to meet them, and we'll reconfirm that with them ahead of time. So that's all good.
Okay, and then the next thing is okay, Dean, sounds like we've got that covered right off. Okay.
Good station, yeah.
Okay. Entertainment, Peter, I have Matt, but it's Peter, the Valley Dancing, the Rainbow Stew Quadrers. Good go?
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Check. Okay. And then at some point we need to discuss scheduling, that kind of stuff.
We did that already. You sent the one email you sent out.
Well, I sent that as a tentative. I was just asking if it was going to work.
Yeah.
I suppose that's fine.
Yeah.
12:30 for the cloggers and 3 o'clock for the bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, and 5,000 start at noon, and Boston Valley at lunch.
Okay, the question for that was whether, okay, the question was, so Chief Rakoma opened the show, and if it was going to be the whole, like half a dozen people, I mean, that kind of stuff, that's what Grady and I were kind of talking about in the end, that's kind of a question, is, does the pipe band start at noon, or do we just leave it at noon and just see what happens with the call of the First Nation?
Well, you got to tell people they're coming, what time they're going to perform.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to get this figured out for today.
Yeah. Can't the pipe band start and then Super Combo to the open? Because maybe they're going to play. They don't play a ton of stuff with pipe band. It's kind of more of the very beginning and all that.
Yeah.
And then have Chief Rakoma go after that, or?
See, we're advertising this for noon.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere out there now.
Yeah.
So it starts at noon, right? Like, there's no sense in, say, Chief Rakoma and company at 12:30 or something, or 11:30, because nobody's going to be there, officially.
Okay, well, pipe band, like, they're out there, it's been pretty hot, and they got all that gear on. I mean, half an hour within the place, plenty of, maybe even less, so how long can the opening take?
Well, see, if it was Chief Rakoma himself, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
But if it was, several representatives and they're drumming and the whole thing, then
15 minutes?
That's more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Okay. Remember 2012 when we did that? And the mayor...
Yeah,
set up and stuff with the fabulous.
Yeah.
And they went on for quite a while. Like,
oh, no.
Well, maybe 15 minutes.
Maybe 15 minutes. Yeah. I was wondering if you couldn't do something with the Python and split them up a bit, so it happened to start the course at 12 play, and then having the chief come on at 12 at the opening time,
right?
And then however long the speeches and whatever it is take, and then have the Python on for another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Would that work?
Well, okay. It's just that we've advertised everywhere that this starts at noon.
Yeah, but people are going to be down anyway. People are going to be down before noon. That might be a nice thing.
Well, thank you, and that'll be loud, and it'll attract maybe get people there for the actual opening at them, you know, might just...
Yeah, we're going to listen to a music before an official start. See all the time at events.
The Berwick starts their shuttle at 11:30. And they would very much be into the pipe band. That's an older crowd. I don't know. Because we're not going to know in the First Nation for a while. I really need to kind of back off on that.
Okay. So what do I tell the entertainers? Nothing yet.
Well, we've got one more meeting. Right? And we're still like a month away.
Okay.
So maybe we don't even decide today.
Okay. The Black Moon Valley, because they're coming from out of town, under at once.
Yeah.
Those other fish declined by the end. Okay.
Does that work for now?
I think it does too.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the way it is then.
Yeah, maybe I can take him down and see for Colin and finding out sooner than later. Now, is he back from the hospital? Because I know he got back. He had to go back in. He's back now?
Not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, some complications, I guess, there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
So Peter and Ann, you guys got the sidewalk talk
about it. So, she squared away with the, the place to be. I think it's on the west side, you know, west of the shore. That's probably the only place that is suitable.
The west side?
He said it's sort of west of where Hughes Services will be.
Yeah. Down in the blacktop there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So just do it there.
That's what I understand.
Okay. Okay, we got that. There's Michelle saying, oh, confirm canopy table chairs. I think somebody just said something about that in the brewery. What? Canopy table chairs?
Yeah, I think we're okay there, Tom. It's much easier for me to make sure that there's just a few resource areas that we can pick up these things from. Our requirements to this point in time are 27 canopies, 21 tables, and 115 chairs. Now, the town's only got 83. But anybody was at the, on Friday night at the, they had a movie. There was about 100 little chairs there that were very suitable. So in half an hour, I'll find out where those chairs came from and see if they're rentals or whatever. But we need some more.
Well, we have any
of
these, right?
He's here up with 83. I have a number here of 96.
Okay.
But they could see me out. I have the VK from 2022.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what you had requested
for
that
particular. Do you have a key to the train station?
Yeah.
Maybe arrange with you to go in there sometime.
I'd like to go.
I went there this morning.
Okay.
I haven't counted them, but I could count them.
And there are a whole lot of other things in there that we learned were put in there 3 years ago, and I can't remember what. Well, there's 22 red canopies. 22
banners.
There's the banners, and then there's the chairs, 83 that I have identified. And then there's tables in there too. So I'd like to get the number and also the playground, which is up above.
Playground has been wrecked.
Wrecked?
Yeah. They said it was trash, but that's...
No, you're talking about the old one. This is the new one.
Okay.
That has never been used.
Okay. So I'm not aware of that one.
Yeah.
Just the lady that... She told me the story that she was there in 2019. She told me that.
No. I saw the new one 2 years ago. So I'm hoping you're talking about the wrong one.
Yeah. There is a lot of changes in our storage area. We've taken mostly, the train station is pretty much empty. A lot of our stuff has gone up to Berwick. We've had some issues down there.
Yep.
So anything that's material or any of that kind of stuff has all been brought up to the Berwick, as close to heated storage is what we have there.
Yeah.
And I had the train thing I was at this morning because I was looking for the stuff that was for Tony. And the bamboo, all of the bamboo sticks are there. I guess for the sign, there's some sort of signage. That's there, and then all of the chairs are there. I saw very little signage. There is those tables are very heavy, the wooden ones. But of course I can go with you even after this.
Okay, good.
Peter? Some of the entertainers at Black Moon Valley have requested a tent for over the stage. Because it gets really hot.
Yeah. We assigned 10 cavities for that area. Whether they're on stage or not. No, I think we'll see that. Chairs are a little concerned about right now, but there's other resource areas.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones from St. Stephen's Church for sure.
Yeah, that's it.
It made a ton. Thank you. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the town's providing the stage, correct?
This is the same stage that we use for Family Day. All the ones that we get together. The only thing I would ask ahead of time for that is that you know the size that it needs to be, because that was never in our, we have a lot of new staff. And you can put them together many different ways. And what we did for Family Day without being told what the size that they wanted, we just put it together and it was a little bit shorter for some of the acts. So, you know, if you know what size you want it, that would be a really good information to have prior to.
Size the individual pieces are?
4x8.
So probably 24 wide, so that's 3 wide and at least 4 the other way.
I think there's 10 pieces.
That's 12.
Yeah, that seems to me that the, because I was on stage there for the Family Day, that seemed to be adequate. There was a seashore for the dancers, that just like you did. Okay, because we have the cloggers and the belly dancers, and I don't know how much women they need, so.
But the cloggers don't like to be on the stage.
Well, they agree to be on the stage.
Okay.
But they don't like to be on the stage because it's cracked.
What about the grass?
Doesn't make any sound. It wouldn't work on the grass.
There's also the walkway. You know, that's pretty good and wide. I don't know.
They can go on the pavement. They don't mind the pavement there. But you have to arrange the chair there so they're facing it. But they've agreed to go on the stage.
But wouldn't the stage be better for clogging?
No, but apparently the cracks are a problem for them. They're not wearing high heel shoes. So I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah, like big old wooden shoes, kind of like that shoes.
It fits very good.
Oh, there's just totally.
Yeah, I
but you know, there is, I guess.
But yeah, I just told you that Sharon Ivory told me that they prefer not to be there. Yes, they could do that.
It's not really a trip hazard.
No, no. But the trouble is they've had a hard time putting it through this COVID period, and they don't know how many, what the numbers are going to be like, because they've lost some senior members. You know, these are old guys.
You're right.
So she's a bit, now if you'd like me to firm up the numbers, I can later on, because she'll be contacting the group in the next month or less than that.
So the thing is though, this visualizing them all spread out, like it's a big group.
Well, I know two people in the focus quite well, and then neither of them are participating. I think they've had a
pretty... Do you want to tell us who you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll try and get the numbers for you in the next 2 weeks or so.
But you're probably at age is the deal.
Okay. It's never configuration. That's just something that came for us. Because once it's set up, it's not something that we can take apart very easily. And that was what that
was. But I will take streamwide, which is the 24 feet, and then as deep as you can go.
Paul, do you have a question?
I do. Thank you for noticing my raised hand. I just wanted to ask a sort of planning question for the tables and tents. Should people be requesting a tent and a table early on? Like, are we keeping a list, or are we just going to be a sort of first come, first serve? Because sources, we would like a tent and for display as well, if possible. How does that work?
I think we want to know the people who walk up. A lot of people bring their own, but if you want one, you should have a note it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's something I could look at if we have our own. We could. I just need to know that ahead of time.
Yeah, I brought you down for two.
Okay. Super. Okay. I didn't realize that. That's perfect. Thank you.
So, okay, tents, tables, chairs to be determined. I guess, but
pretty much under control. But I don't think there's a problem here, Tom.
Okay.
I'll just have to keep rounding up these. Make sure it's confirmed that any sources.
Yeah, we've got
like Rotary.
Yeah, and we next has about. We've got the tent. We've got 10 tents.
Yep. Got you.
Six tables if you need the tables.
Yeah.
If you just worry about it. I know because we're going to need some of the tables for ours, but there might be a couple of extra tables. But 10 tents for sure.
Yeah,
aside from you guys. And they will probably end up using two for the kites, just because we used to use one of the 10x14s, and they're all 10x10s. So, okay. So you probably got eight extra.
Eight extras is what I'm going to guess.
And probably four extra. Well, actually, for the kites, it takes up quite a bit of table space.
It does, and I'm thinking we're probably going to need four tables. I think we've got six, eight tables. I'm just trying to think. I was pulling them out yesterday, and there's at least we have at least six, and I'm gonna guess that we'll need four.
Yeah. Okay. So if we said three tents available, two tables available. Let's go like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the stores, we had 20 tents, the red and white ones, but there were only 18 now. Two of them are not ready to change them.
So canopies.
Canopies, I guess.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Like
the red ones?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, 18 is yeah, I have them down as 22 there.
Some of them have been wrecked.
So,
of course, the last couple of
years. Can you turn that later on?
Yeah, we can.
And there was talk about Rotary having our tents and tables as well. Tables, chairs, tents, Rotary.
You did get some from the last time.
Michelle.
From who?
From one of the Rotary clubs, didn't we?
No, I don't have the Rotary down for canopies.
No, they're just tables.
Oh,
yeah, they don't have
tables and chairs. Sure. Okay.
Rotary doesn't have canopies.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay, so that
first item on page 2, strike that.
Maybe Michelle's club has some, maybe, probably Michelle first.
Okay.
But I haven't seen him in the club. I'm probably wrong.
Okay. I'll shoot her an email and ask her.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
On that same topic of the power of water, you saw the email I sent out to everybody regarding for the selling, being able to...
Right.
Yeah. Should it didn't take me any problem.
Well, the other than I, can you get over that wall? I know, it's awkward.
Get off there.
They don't have an outlet on the west side of the building.
No. Right. Yeah. Oh, there'll be some unprofessional thing around.
I had some issue last time about getting the seat table over the top as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we taped it. I think you taped. We put a tape, we put a table.
Yeah, that was
okay. Had to secure it with a tripping hazard. Yeah.
I held and taped it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did special black tape.
Oh, you taped it.
Yeah. Okay, so now we get to Tony's world. Let's just take it one at a time. The shuttle signage.
Yes, I can't find it anywhere. I've looked at in train station, I've looked here in our storage unit, and I've also looked in Berwick. I cannot find any of the shuttle signage. I found signage, but not specifically that.
I remember I had it in my crawl space for a longest time, and then I think last year, I was convinced we put
particularly
in the station.
Yeah.
We're talking about the signals and the banners at the top of the sign. I was talking really about banners because we did have some support for the building.
Yeah, that's two supports that I gave them, but I presume it's the train station.
We have a lot of that core plastic signage that we use for all the different benefits. C2, C12, whatever. We have quite a few of those.
Yes.
And we use it for Family Day. They are all on their own support and can be pushed into the grass.
Yeah, these are quite large banners that actually would clip to the tips.
Yeah, yeah. Do you mean the, you're talking about the wireframes?
Yeah.
You know, how many, just one are falling apart.
Right, we added up a few more. I have 36. I think that are on the metal frame.
Can we have the town make us the signs that go in those?
We have all the lake, it says C with the...
But I'm talking about identifying the individual activities that are going on there.
That would be more of a benefit.
You know, like three keepers, you know,
yeah.
Real death.
Yeah. Instead of Family Day, they had signs with names up, I think, just so we knew where we were going.
Did they just add it to the actual?
I don't know.
Yeah. Just those metal hoses sticking to the grass, and then the core, the thing that pops up, it goes into the chloroplast, right?
Yeah, we have all of that, but they're just C, you know, dash, whatever, start from 1 to, you know, 40 or whatever, but I know we have 36
that we use. You can go with numbers too, as long as you have a number.
But then you've got to have a reference to what the numbers are.
You can print off a new, like, Streetkeeper or Post
Green Light.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do have enough room on the top of that number and at the bottom of the number easily to add something to be added to it. But as far as the signage, I can't really say that would be more of a brownie thing because she's here at the town hall and any of that kind of stuff is done here. I can bring one to you and then
Right, so that's all we need is one sign, one sign. Just whatever it is, I think. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
whatever sign size they are.
So the signs themselves are probably the size.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Hey, everybody, I'm Hey, and just a reminder that the list that you made was great, but just take note that we may change the stage schedule.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So.
Yeah. All right. But as it is for now,
yeah,
it's, oh yeah, okay, so Chief is on there.
Yeah.
And, okay, so
we just third speed turn.
Okay.
I will talk to you soon.
Okay, we can take the
beginning is like July 11th, I think, right?
It was.
At 9 a.m.
Sure.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah. So we can talk to you at some point. Okay. So, what are the, okay, shadow signage. We kind of got off on a tangent there. Okay, so the Burwick. There needs to be something at the Burwick to indicate this is the pickup.
Well, if we can find this second signage, there were four signs. There was one for the pickup, one for the drop-off, and we had another pickup sign. Maybe it's just one for the pickup, one for the drop-off.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I cannot believe that they will miss it.
Well, maybe plan B if we start over with something.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just my eyes looking kind of this morning.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm not sure they'd be very useful if they were going to roll up this cardboard box.
So they're actually rolling up one. They're not like...
No, they're rolling up one.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take you to the train station. Maybe we can... You'll have a better understanding what you're looking for than I did.
It was pretty great. It was strung up at the old school bus garage, and we kind of strung it between a couple of trees and vine or something. Right? It was quite a big.
Yes, is that going to work as a new location?
Well, and that's what this one is. It's you know, kind of growing. I don't think that works out there.
No. And you have to rebuild those posts.
Yeah, and supports. Yeah,
yeah. Those supports that you put on the user can find them.
They probably just use a sandwich board. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah. I've got two big sandwich boards.
So,
there's one for them.
Where are Berwick actually going to be in front because they're providing that?
Right there.
But specifically?
Right there.
Right at their entrance?
They have the big posts up the entrance.
Yes.
But between the posts.
Yeah.
On the first floor.
Parking.
Actually, somebody needs to measure it and figure it out.
Yeah, keep going with that thing.
Yeah, that's a pretty classy place. They go back
to the
They might. Okay, so we're going to figure out whether we've got a shuttle sign, and if we don't, we'll figure something out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Banners and streamers. Again, I'm not 100% sure what those look like. Is this the big banner that we put down at the pullout? Is that what you're trying
to do? You did use a pullout up the week before yesterday.
Okay, so I feel pretty confident that we would have that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, what happened is we had a different boss at one time. And we used to store everything, and then that particular person, and we were struggling a bit with our storage layers, and he kind of started making people, like the associations, bringing the stuff without us storing. So this is where things that normally would be easily defined are not so much, so it really has a lot to do with what you guys remember as well, and then like you say, you have new storage in your stuff. In your call space or whatever. I mean, I'm
pretty darn sure it's lost the way. That's quite for my wife for so long.
We had it really shuffled around a bit, so that's also a bit of a concern as well.
What about that special event scanner? Did the date need to get changed on that thing?
Yeah.
And they changed the, yeah, each year the fellow came around and just changed the name.
So I, we have quite a few banners, and I went just before this meeting and took a look here, but they have to all be unwrapped, and there's not a lot of room right here before my meeting. So this is something I'll take on and I'll go through until I can find it. And we keep all our banners pretty either at the Park Star or here, so it's not like I have to go too far. I just need to be able to unravel them. Actually, physically see it because they're all not. They used to have it. We used to write it right on this corner, but I do not find too much of that either. So, so this is. I try to get time to do this prior to. I just had that stone shine and just didn't get a chance to get this done. I didn't even know what my responsibility was until I got this. You know, which is fine, I'm taking it on, but I just need a little bit more time from this week. I apologize for that.
Well, okay, we still got a month. Just as a special guest banner, the date needed to get to. And I know that Coop Science is going on vacation 2 weeks, so I'm not sure who.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's that Heritage Forest Science I'm trying to get done. Just so you know, so if they're going to do it, we need to get on there pretty quick. Those Canada 150 decorative flags, seeing the someone flags.
Yeah, I use those. Well, I was running the Canada 150 built that year. So
yeah.
I was really aware with it. Yeah, I can't find the flag part. It was Mary that always had them. And I believe that we put them on the bamboo sticks, which I found, but I didn't find any of the flags.
They're probably in a box somewhere, probably.
Okay. So that was at the same basis. So that was another thing that we wanted to
look
for.
Because those things are magnificent.
Yeah, they're great, and they're really noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lovely in the wind and everything like that. I do have a 100-foot top power cord.
Oh, good.
So that would be the one that I invited.
Hey, all right. I'm not sure what the banners and streamers was. What was that? What is that?
The streamers were very, 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 particularly attractive down there. They're kind of messy. Do you want to comment on those?
No, no.
She just bought them from the dollar store or something, I think, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So,
did she not put them on the actual banner itself?
Yeah,
And they were down at the train station. It was, 3 years ago.
Yeah. But see if they're there, maybe she's fine.
Before she drank. Bill surprisingly,
oh my god, look at all the dogs.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
So yeah,
easy to see. I guess easy to find when they're not so much stuff to move.
Well, and these guys kind of know what they look like when they're packing stuff, so And just to back up, we spoke about the sidewalk chalk artist.
Right.
It sounds like we're all set, and Peter thought, lay down at the west side, down with the blacktop is next to the shore. Is that the idea to do it there?
Well, he was going to do a bunch of chalk art, like along the boardwalk. Whatever you want to call it, the seawall, whatever you want to call it. And I was going to ask you about the water, or drinking water. We did that at Family Day, and it was actually quite good, only it wasn't highlighted enough, and people didn't realize that they were there. But I think for the first time, it was good. And then next time people will get used to it being there rather than drinking bottled water. So I didn't know where that would be set up because we have the thing now, right? From Family Day. Yeah. And we have the portable hose. So where would that become? Would it be, like there's the shower thing, but it wouldn't be there. Would it? No, I'm not sure where it would be set up. The water, I thought always was at the shore. But I'm not sure if there's another
Well, we've got the dog.
There's also the outside shower that's along that.
Right.
No, but I actually think
that
there might have been, I think there's a hostess.
Okay.
Hostess. So I don't know, maybe
we just look into that. And then he was going to put a bunch of things like on the top, on the surface. So he was going to put the drinking water one, like a thing that said drinking water. He did one by the fire hydrant up in town for family day. And it was so much fun. It looked like the fire hydrant was leaking water all the time.
He's an artist. And then he was going to do one for the shuttle, like where the shuttle was, like on the surface. And he thought he would do like a space shuttle, like space shuttle kind of thing. And then he was going to do one where the food was, so like pointing people towards the food. So he's going to go early in the morning and do a bunch of different images along the beachfront.
Super.
And then he would be happy to do some with the kids if there was a space that that's what they wanted to do.
That could be down the 80s.
Yeah,
down,
we're here, right?
Down at the left side. Because there's really only Dude's Dog that's going in there now. There's only one vendor.
Oh,
but it's kind of in there. On the blacktop. That might be a fun thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're talking about Agnes or the... Aerosmith, Walter.
Yes, so they did it at family day, and they're willing and
yeah.
happy to do it at each day.
I've got them in the kind of the fourth position over, which is right next, well, not very far from the power and water.
Okay.
Just to the east side of the bathroom.
Okay. That sounds good, so maybe the hose could run either from the bathrooms
yeah.
or from that shower thing.
Yeah.
It says a big difference in him where that shower is compared to where that is. It's kind of somewhere in between.
But yeah. They were bringing their own hose.
But the town brought and had a hose.
He purchased the potable one. It's quite bright blue, almost like the color of my shirt.
Okay.
So,
How long would that be, you know?
I don't think it's that long. I think it was... 50 feet?
Okay. That's critical for the erosion preparation.
Yes.
To get
okay.
close to the source.
And they brought paper cups, and then they were
yeah.
happy to,
yeah.
to give out the water.
Okay.
So paper cups.
Yeah, they brought their own paper cups. I think it was French press, so it was one of the women they contributed that.
All the information that I'm looking for now, and I've just signed for Brandy's special events banner for the change, the date change, which is time sensitive. The hose bill on the beach for the water station and how long the potable hose. Whatever I'm supposed to do, I will get that information as quick as possible and send it to Brandy, and then she can update an email so that you're not waiting for my information at the next meeting, I guess.
That'd be good.
Because
maybe we need plan B.
Right.
Okay. And I thought I would talk to Nigel, who's the artist. Yeah, just ahead. They just confirmed like where everything is, because I didn't know that information. So just, I mean, I was going from what I recall, but it would be good, I think, just to meet with them a day or two ahead.
Do you have one of those?
Not yet, no.
Okay. just wondering, would it not make sense to have the water people near the food people? The same general area? Would that be easier for us?
Yeah, you know. I think that's actually a really good point. Is that where the stage is? Is the farthest left?
Yeah.
The food vendor is over there. And the picnic shed is there.
Yeah, too.
And then the food vendors, will they have their own chairs and stuff? Oh, it's just one guy.
It's just Dude's Dog.
Yeah.
And
by the shore.
But so. do you guys have, like, eating and stuff for people to sit and have lunch? Or is that where this by the stage?
No.
That's where
the food vendors, they need tents and tables and chairs. But it's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Higher than the firecracker on that asphalt. You can put an egg on that thing if it's a hot table. Right? So we need a bunch of tents down at these.
And
we don't currently, but we could maybe beside the RCMP.
Yeah.
Position the RCMP right at the shuttle, like just or you know.
Okay, great. Yeah. They don't care where it's just a sort of a muster point that people could identify them. And we had also talked about we were going to provide a donation. So I'm not totally sure the protocol around that. Can we go through Brandy on that, Brandy?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I can look into it for sure.
Would it be easier if they were to provide an invoice to you, just to create the paperwork?
Yeah, that would be handy. Yeah.
Okay, I will ask them to do that. And I think we indicated that for two people, and maybe a food voucher would be available for them as well. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, and just as a backup, I think a family day asked for it, and a couple of other functions have asked for St. John Ambulance coverage, and they've had to turn them down totally. They're suffering from an attrition of volunteers since COVID. So. Okay, so that's it. We're confirmed on the St. John Ambulance.
How much?
I think it's $200.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, $200 and a couple of food vouchers. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, and I'll get them on the map.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so, Tony / Janine.
No, Janine. Tony is backing in his new chalet to show the portrait of the era.
Oh, Portugal, right? So bylaws about clearing the campus at the beach.
That's going to be, I'm a little giggle about that, to be honest. I don't think that's really going to be a big problem because they're really not so much right there. I mean, there are some there. I guess that could be staff that just flies by there. The bylaw officer that we have started the virtual on Sunday doesn't get there until 11. So that's problematic as far as that. It would have to be myself or our Casey, who is our foreman, to go and just clear them out. And it starts at noon, so all the setup and everything, but it would be a time.
We said it, right?
So we have done it in the past, even last time we've been having it, but we got out. Was it last time we did it when there were people already putting tents up or tables and chairs up right where we wanted to be and we had to say that we've got to come here to stay with them?
Yeah, we started in Washington.
We actually stopped
clearing things up and putting the pylons up and just getting people to know there's a big event coming. And so we felt really blessed that we were at the same time.
So we have the event at 8 a.m.?
Well, we got a general volunteer about 9,
probably two or three.
And they tend to move.
Yeah, but in the summer, there's up to 26 people there.
Yeah.
In the morning. That's last Thursday. But I feel like...
Because this year is going to be a lot of people. Everybody's bus that seems to get out after the pandemic.
Right. Totally. So as far as the bylaw, I mean, there are certain things we could totally do. We could put some signage, do not park here after, you know, 9 p.m. or something like that. If you want, we could put a 6 of them along there, maybe. And then the other thing is just getting out there first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's happy in the event.
I've got more effective and it's less aggressive.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice to have both because you can have them on and they're not up. They could get aggressive, but if you have the signage everywhere, then you have something backing you up when you go and ask them to please move forward. They can just move. They can just go down the way a bit. They don't have to, you know, get out of town, but I
down by day, like that would be the place, like that stretch down by day, huh?
Yeah, that part, yeah. And I think that, you know, and I just don't foresee most of them are really very kind. They're fine with doing that. So that's something that a staff member could do. And we could put it out for them before to show that they were aware when they parked there, that those signs were there. And if they parked there, then they got to move forward. So, I think that is a better thing than just telling them you got to leave. You know, like, give them some indication that they shouldn't be there.
Or is he going to say Sunday events, Sunday each day events, or so, I don't know, out of our reason?
Okay.
On the sign?
Event AM or?
Event setting up?
No, just special event.
Special event. We've got the sign, put them up, maybe reinforce the next morning, and he's surrounded them. You know, we've been there, and they've all drawn in with the curtains drawn, and we just keep going, right?
Yeah.
At some point, they open the curtains, and, oh, my God.
Okay, so we'll see what happens there.
We do want to reserve some of the spots for parking so that people with heavy homes have a spot to park their vehicles and unload, like, wildfire with, like, rocket jams and things like that, you know.
Well, we can do that by dropping you guys some cones so you can take that dirty spray off them.
Got to get that fire truck in there. What about town staff? Phones?
That's clear. Also, something that's different as well. We used to bring in staff all the time for these special events. But now we are disposed to do that for the overtime aspect of it. But we do have on site, actually Pete's not going to be here, there's like 5 of us that are here that day.
That's a lot.
Is that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just getting the stuff loaded the night before and get off here and off. There's no people on board, right?
Yeah,
well,
big deal.
Your guys have been great in the past.
Yeah, we usually do that the day before, and that's my job is to have a list of everything that they need, and then they put it in the trucks and everything the day before, and we just get in, bring the truck down, unload it, go get another truck, bring it, so that we're not having to run around and do any of that kind of stuff that day. It's just basically everything is ready.
That's a huge help for us.
Yeah.
And then a few months ago, you quietly took it on. So we're there and forced to unload, door stuff, and take out, and load it back on, and you're right to look after the transport.
Last time, they also, you guys also helped have about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and later.
Right.
So are you going to have a problem with more than 5 people on the afternoon?
It's funny. I will ask prior to who can stay and who can't, and then we normally take it from that, and then we just fill in all of our trucks, and then we don't unpack them that night. That's the staff quality day.
Yeah.
So I know I myself, I remember taking all those chairs and putting in that big, five-ton truck and things like that. So we will be there to help. It's harder for the setup than for the tank sale type of thing because we're just running back and forth and everything, so it's not really sure, but that is something that I will just confirm, because I just I'd like to have a number for you who will actually be left.
And so, four, that we're on for 8 and we're in the setup, 4 o'clock to take down for the
telehealth. Well, we have a meeting at 7 a.m. and we will get together with our packages and everybody will have duties that they do that day. So we also have the garbage has to go on through first too, because that's got to be cleaned up before. And is that the other thing too? Yeah, that's another stage. But at least I can give you an idea. Some people can't stay, so I can give you a number of the people who can.
Yeah. Well, you see, one problem we would have with the volunteers is that we would have a lot of volunteers at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and half of them have been standing around doing nothing because we've got everything packed up. But if you need the extra people, I'm sure we will get them at that time. But it would be nice to know in advance if we'll need them or not. And also, volunteers may be a problem this time. I'm going to ask everybody here, Ross, I know you and I have been thinking about this already, but we do need some new volunteers on this.
John, you're worried about this. Don't worry about it. I've got hundreds of people I can bring on if I need to.
Yeah.
Yes. There's all kinds of people. There's soccer players and street keepers and guys I work with. You let me know what you need.
Okay.
And I'll bring them in. I'm not in the least worried about having people to load and unload.
There you are, Ross. He's made things a lot easier for us.
I note this meeting is being recorded. Thank you, David.
It's great.
They don't need that. You know, it's a dozen people, and you can do a hell of a lot with a dozen people. And,
I mean, when we find teams of four, we could put that four tents easily in no time.
So. Yeah, you could.
So, do we
want to talk about this volunteer list, though?
Yeah. Is anybody else? Because I've been contacting people on that list. Half of them have not got emails at all. They didn't reply to the emails. Some of them did. If David's got some names he can bring in at the last minute, that really makes life a lot easier.
The page two is out. And we're all there.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, so I knew who the committee was, and I could let everybody know.
Yeah, we've always got it.
We're all.
Yeah.
And of course, we're all helping young guys. We can stay.
Now, what I haven't got.
What
I haven't got on this list, which would be useful, is telephone numbers for people. From our committee.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't
bring that with me.
I've got your telephone. I mean, I've got yours, I've got Howard's, I've got David's, I've got Ross's, I've got Peter's, and Matt's.
John, can I clarify, you've got the list here, and you've got the master list, so you know who has responded. I just had Gord Allman respond to me. You gave me his an email address.
Well, we should
you and I can do that offline. The red means, what, confirm? Is that what that is? The red type?
The red is the people who responded to me.
Have already responded, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so once we get an idea of that, then I'm a little bit like David. We can all put out the call to 5 or 6 people each of us might know and pull them in, right?
Yeah.
With various levels of persuasion.
Forgive me, I can just get you across 4 or 5 people off that list right now. Can I give you their names now?
Might as well, yeah.
You can take Jeff Dorrit off. You can take Finn Drummond off. Mm-hmm. You can take Dale Farrell off. You can take John Graham off. And you can take Don Lister off.
Okay, so you and I, we'll get together offline, okay, after the meeting at some point. Yeah, okay.
Going through your page 2, I just counted up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 volunteers for your page 2. that are going to be on site.
Yeah. Okay.
There's 8 bodies right there.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Great.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay. So Nancy, yeah, I'll be with Nancy on the advertising thing. That's figured out.
I wondered if I knew I would work for in town might be interested in advertising.
Absolutely, and I proposed that to Nancy, and
okay,
and so yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would go around door to door and make phone calls and stuff, and people would go for it.
So I didn't talk to about found a day, but it was too late at that point. But I mentioned beach day, and
he'd be perfect. And the paddle boarding guy. I'm sure you know where there's a bunch.
Yeah.
You just contact them. One thing that Sam had provided Peter with this event kit inventory.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure. Is this actually equipment or is this just two pieces of paper as a checklist?
Well, that's what they have available for any group that wants to run a special event.
For equipment. Okay.
So.
That's the Tourist Association.
Yes.
It's partial.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. He and Young had provided it as part of the family day in case there was anything that was missing from our inventory that we might need. Because they have safety vests
and a lot of things.
No. The animal rights
by a sort.
Yeah.
Down partial.
I believe that's where it
Sorry. Hmm. Yeah. So Jean and Young would be the contact?
Probably Provider Sales Link. She could be Ray would be the guy.
Yeah.
Great people. Do you want an email?
Telephone?
An email. Blaine Seepos. He's really good on email. Yeah.
Not everybody is.
Some people get too many, you don't have to. At all.
Is this still available? I mean, is it in ground?
It probably was just before COVID, and then, So it wasn't really promoted as something like that. People
will
need it. But
it's
a good resource for anybody that
will
Okay, good. I will leave the contact.
So Peter, I'll send you
Blaine. Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Also, I have a few extra sources.
Yeah, okay. Here's Michelle. Yeah, Michelle Danick again. Yeah, she's a key person. Playtime in the Rotary Club website, Facebook. Not sure. I can find out. Okay, well this stuff here with my name on it, it's all done. Basically. Just to let you know, the Neighbors Magazine, that's coming, the 4-page draft, TTV, that's happening. What's on Oasis, Island Radio, Victoria Times Colonist, that kicks in June 25th, so that's coming up pretty quick. 25,000 digital impressions, and just again, digital impression, that's somebody goes to the Victoria Times Colonist, and there's a category there of upcoming events. Somebody goes quick on the Quality Seagull picture, that's an impression. And so we're good for 25,000 for 250 bucks. It's so cheap. And anyway, that's how that works. And just so you know, and when they click on that, they go directly to the town website. And there's the scheduling and all the events and the whole thing. So it's really good value. Newcomers, I gave a talk there last week. They're keen. My pitch to them is this is a great grandparent event. Grandparents, grandkids, and they're all for it. They were quite enthusiastic. Okay, so that's that. I've done all the website links and the final media release. You guys have that. That's all done. District 59, yes. Park so-called can be chosen, yes. Sources, yes. RDN, they have an active living guide. We are covered. It's out there. Big time. Now, Janine, I wasn't sure what this was kind of that, but there was a discussion about Instagram with Tony. I don't know if that's something.
I was just going to get a hold of Bernadette with that, because she's the one who runs all of our Instagram and Facebook posts.
Yeah.
And so she would be on that. And we do put things on our website all the time of the different events that are coming.
Yeah.
Also for links.
Yeah.
So is there a time where you want that to be put in place?
Not necessarily. Like the town website, it's got the link, qualitybeach.com/each-day. That's in there. And Bernie's doing a drip campaign with Facebook. She's doing a little bit, which is a good way to do it. It keeps people interested, like maybe something's changed, you know,
right,
like
right.
That.
Yes, yeah.
Right? And so the website has been done for quite some time.
Okay.
Facebook, Bernie's on that with the drip campaign.
So Instagram is different?
Instagram is something that we haven't done. And that's a younger crowd, right? Youngsters don't have Instagram. Ever heard of Instagram?
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a free thing. It works great.
The computer stuff's never been better.
Yeah, right.
So that's a conversation that I have to have with her about.
It's a really good idea, and here's what I learned. I did a website for Heritage Forest, and did an Instagram account, and loaded 180 photographs, spent so much time writing descriptions of what was in there. The 55 and older, blank look, Instagram. So don't have any idea what I'm talking about. And the younger set, but we're all over it. They absolutely know about it. And so this is a broken event. So that's kind of what we're thinking. It's, yeah, grandparents, sure, but also moms and dads. It'd be great if we got that Instagram thing going.
Okay. Randy was just saying that basically we do have one for the town, and it being not so much content and information, but pictures.
Right. But a ton of photographs. Instagram is photographs.
Yeah.
That's all it is. With a little description, right, along with the phone guy. But it's, guess what, it's hugely popular.
Well, we're going to have to
do along with TikTok.
Ever heard of TikTok? We're going to have to do a selfie along the beach.
Yeah.
So we'll be equipped with little sticks that we can photograph ourselves, you know, with this backdrop.
Yeah. Got tons of photographs going back to 2012 to set this up.
Okay, so you'll be the contact person.
Yeah, sure, photographs.
I know.
Tons of photographs.
Evidence
and taking pictures back in 2012.
The other thing was we share quite a bit of information on Family Day on the Oceanside Mothers group or something. There's a couple of groups there that are mostly family oriented, and it would be good to get somebody who belongs to those groups to be sharing.
I know when Wild the Owl did that with RDN with Heritage Forest, and I was asking these young moms with all these little kids from forests that I'd never seen before, how did you know about this Wild the Owl story that we did? It was that Facebook thing.
Yeah.
So no, the moms all know about it. And Boston Telegraph, right? Social media. Okay. So who would that be then? I don't know young moms as far as putting stuff on Facebook. Would that be a Bernie thing, maybe?
I'm not really sure about the moms group, but sort of a group.
They just kind of figure stuff out somehow.
And that's too soon to know somebody that could post it on there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next thing, Bernie, with the campaign that's happening. And, oh yeah, the events check. We already did that. What else?
I just got a few minor things I'd like to pick up. First of all, I've been in touch with the clowns, so I'm going to get in touch with them. Again, I'm assuming there's still not, but I've got to.
Absolutely.
So I've got to touch base and see how many they can actually provide.
And we were going to pay them.
Right? Yes, we did give them a donation, yes.
How much?
$100,
I think.
The other thing I want to mention is we've got a thing of displays here. We always seem to do the same, but when we actually get there, we suddenly decide, well, you and I, we often decide that we want a committee desk because we're also lost and found. We want a general question, and apart from anything else, we've got nowhere to sit down. So we would like a tent, table, and two chairs for the beach day committee. So we can have someone there that people can come to and ask questions.
And should I apply here? And information.
And I suggest the RTC in the first aid would be well.
Yeah.
Is there room there?
First,
yeah.
And a free bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's enough space there for, I think, everybody. And first aid should be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the RTC is probably going up and down. I would guess, you know, talk to people.
Yeah. And if they're all together, it's a good focal point.
Yeah.
At least also.
Right in the center. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so we'll change that. RTMP, first aid, and information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll just say info.
Ooh. Jesus, I've got a canopy for the bus stop rest area.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
No.
Qualcomm First Nations, separate. Yeah.
Do you have the Qualcomm First Nations?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you have some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
They said they would be complimentary. They said
it
was
over. That's all the people. Oh. That's the time. What about the display of the, their ceremonial displays?
Don't know about that.
Okay. That's a different question. Yeah. That's got
the rule. You just meant every time we use the bus there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we do use that as a group in the past. We always found we needed about six chairs because we always had people come up who could stand.
Could you level up and have that? I don't know what you're talking about that. For the same canopy.
That's what we're doing.
Well, there's a great one for the bus stop rest area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that information is you guys?
That's a separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We both have one in the past. Those were between the washroom and the...
So we've got RTMP, first aid, info, and then the shuttle pickup drop-off right next to the road. In that little spot.
No, we need to put the canopy up at the boat. That's a big...
Yeah, but we'll have that will be supplied by them. I don't think they're going to want to camp. That gets complicated.
Chairs? Police.
They can build up and they've got chairs.
Okay.
There's some benches outside of there.
And the final thing I want to bring up, Tom, is for those of you who have been liaising with the people who are the displays, if any of them want any volunteers over and above the people that you're bringing, those are some things we could use in
Can I just ask about the RTMP? Like that, this is the first time I think that they've come. So is there a vision or expectation as to what they might do? Like at Family Day, they set up and they do running and they the radar gun to
Something totally different then.
Okay, so what kind of display then are we thinking that we want to be
Send up with bicycles in the past.
Okay. Yeah,
that's worth checking.
And so I really wasn't sure.
Okay, because they did want to come and be part of it. So I
have an activity.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like I think they will plan on bringing a cruiser, like to be parked there. And
your space for it. But I'm just thinking that's not the space for an activity.
why not put them, why not slot them back into, like, 1 to 5? Like, number one is where you have them. If they're, like, maybe a cross-cut thing, like they're doing some kind of kid thing, you know?
That's they were really popular at Family Day, and had lots of people around. And even, like, being able to look at the cruiser, you know, yes, people like to be able to see what that's all about. And
I don't know if I still registration. Is that still...
I don't know.
So maybe, if you had an accounting... Maybe
they're sitting over here.
Yeah, maybe the RCMP isn't there with first aid and info. They're back over display number one because they're actually an activity at display. They're actually doing something.
Hey, you know, we should have, and I think you mentioned the bicycle, someone mentioned bicycle registration or something. They've got the standardized project 529 that they can bring around, which is actually very effective. And maybe that's gives them an objective and something to do, right? That's benign. So.
Project 529?
Yeah, it's a bicycle registration system. It's got an app and it's very effective, and it's the RCMP and police forces across Canada. It's their major tool against bike theft. It would fit in quite nicely to, you know, more so than perhaps radar guns and sirens going off and things like that. It might be an easy fit. For the team. So,
well, I had reached out to them about coming on bicycles because that was the original conversation. But then when I contacted them, they were really excited to participate. So they wanted to get more involved.
Can they tell them what they want to do?
Well, they didn't tell us what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
But can they? So we're just making assumptions here. Have you taken?
Yeah. Yeah. If you were just able to mention Project 529, they would be able to pick up on that or not right away. It's just be an idea for them that would fit nicely.
Okay.
So, just throwing that out there.
I can do that.
And it's probably important for the RCMP to be at an event with kids and it's positive. With PR. Yeah. So how about if we leave them then as display number one?
Right. That's okay, as long as we don't have the marine touch tank. Because the marine touch tank needs electricity. That's the electricity source right there.
So that would not have an energy location, right?
That's why we have the marine touch tank there and other, because we need the reliable power supply.
Yeah, and want them on the other side of the bathroom area, on the west side of the bathroom.
We never had them there.
So 1 and 2 is just right next to the bathroom.
That's the power source, that, and then over by the door, and then at the other end. So
what
is, we don't know what's happening to the marine tanks. You don't think they're coming?
No, we do. They could go over
there. We know they're coming. So
we do. We just tell us something happens in the next
thing we want to marine touch tank.
Okay, because I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and she was trying to put something together.
She hasn't contacted me. That was 2 weeks ago. So,
did you contact her? Because I was out there. I had a whole family big group.
Yep.
And I just started chatting with this young lady, and I mentioned something about beaches. So, oh, that's, are you kidding me? No, actually I'm not. But you guys coming? And she was saying that they were trying to put something together.
Did they indicate what type of activity they're going to get? So,
I need help.
Okay. Because I will contact them this week.
So that's critical because that's the power supply.
Yeah,
you need the power supply.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what they're doing there. I'm here.
Okay. So we also do confirm Dave Clough, who's doing the beach thing at 1 o'clock. He's definitely coming and he's got a fully equipped. So we need people for that, but we'll look out for that stream keepers.
And Graham?
Yeah, he's coming.
I haven't contacted you, David. You know, according, I haven't spoken to him.
Well, I just spoke to him the one time.
I just assumed that he was still on.
Can you touch base to make sure
he's in contact?
That would be great.
Okay.
And I asked him at that time, give him a bit of a sales pitch, that's all. And, you know, come on, you're a key guy, you've got a world-class, you know, fossil collection, and he says, okay, I'll come.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all I know. And I also offered volunteers to help pack up and all that kind of stuff, and he indicated stuff's very sensitive. He really didn't want help. But I don't know.
It's pretty fragile.
Well, it's a world class. Anyway, maybe offer volunteers.
Okay.
Okay, number one then is Marine Touch Tank, and number two is RCMP, as far as we know at this time.
Subject to what the RCMP wants in terms of space and disposal.
It sounds like this is an activity, not just sitting there, right?
I don't know.
Can you find out, Anne?
Yeah, I'll be sure.
Okay. Anything else? You're in the noteworthy? Town did that. We were in the one ton part of Falcon Beach, the newspaper, and the books. We were sort of getting a little stingy because she doesn't want to print out another 100 books, but 85 at $15 a pop. That Matt was going to give away as prizes for it.
And we give you that letter, Randy, from the town to. On the land, just a simple one, hey, you know, yes, you authorize the land on the beach on July 17th between 9 and 4 and on the sand and actually find someone for that story. With a hat, someone with a hat. So, Henry said, what am I going to do about the timing for the jumps?
Yeah.
So, I think what he was saying, you can't predict because it depends how long it takes and what they do. So, I think they'll just come and just keep jumping. Yeah, in the afternoon, so it's very much a, yeah, I didn't know if you want, we try to predict the answer. You can't really predict the land when they land.
Question on Nakarama Grill. The Nakarama was to be down in the food vendor spot. Now they're
right here.
Actually list them on the beach day.
Oh.
I would say no,
they're off the end.
They're way off the end.
Okay, that's great.
It's not like she'd be lying.
I don't know if I do that. I don't think the surety wild about it. I think we're trying to keep them happy as well with the location of who's American. And Mom Brown decides not to go there. Well, that's their decision, not of ours, right? Okay. Okay.
I'm inclined to agree with John. I mean, that is their traditional location. They get their regular customer base. It's not each day the customers, knowing they're there. Do we win by not? I'm just saying, do we win by excluding them? I mean, is there any harm? Because what is it? It's maybe 100 yards past the last south of the RCMP, or less than that. I mean, it's 50 yards, 50 meters. I don't know.
Because I understand it's a short, it was upset. The last time we did it, because we were food services, located up by the state.
That isn't quite right. They said to me, they were upset last time because when you got to the washrooms, the only thing that was beyond that was them. And they felt because there was any displays or anything further down that they were kind of excluded from the activity, and they thought if we put food truck down there or some activity beyond where we were, it brought them more into the beach house.
Yeah, and they were not consulted that much, as I understand it last time. So as well, we balanced it out by putting the stand up paddleboard. They're naturally on the other side of the shore anyway. So the shore is no longer the western extremity of beach days anyway. So, you know, it's balanced down that way a little bit. And they're used to Nakanana being where they are. These guys coexist anyway, and they're not starting for business.
We met with Lindy, didn't we? You and I lost.
And
she said they had no, until you were there, Tom, she said they had no objection to them being there.
No one can miss the usual.
Right. And the fact is, and I think it's great that Dude's Dogs is there, right? That's an extra effort to pull some more stuff in there and take some of the pressure off of that. Because none of these guys are hurting for business this year. They're under-resourced. So.
So we can ask Howard about his views and thoughts about the beach stuff.
How's it going, Howard? Well, we can't hear you.
After so many years, you'd think I'd have that down. About the activity that we'll be providing,
Yeah.
It's, they're all a go, as I outlined them, probably a meeting, last meeting or the one prior. So everybody's on board and enthused.
Great.
So 122,
are you going to be here on the day, Howard, to see how...
I certainly am, yes. Good question. I'm going to come over on Saturday, and I'll be, you know, use me as required. I'll
here. We got all here, John. You know,
I think I am, but just in case that wasn't clear, yeah, I'll be available for whatever needs to be done. My team doesn't need me. They're going to be on their own doing their thing, so I can be available to set up or take down. Or both, obviously. Yeah.
You've been really working on your barbells.
I certainly am.
The only other thing, and Brady, you just brought to my attention, is the turnaround with the Berwick shuttle bus. And I don't think we're really going to know until we get down there how much traffic is involved, whether it makes sense to turn around in the middle of the highway. It's up to the driver.
Exactly.
Yeah. They want to drive around, do a U-turn in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just let that one run.
Some of the RCMP there might be helpful.
Yeah.
Time, right? So.
Okay.
She's a bus driver.
So what I'm trying to do with this map is what's happened in the past is the insert for the newspaper kind of comes at about 11:50, and the newspaper is very panicky because they need to set this up. So what I was trying to do, and I think we've done, we just made some tweaks to this thing. This is done, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some of the banners or displays move around or whatever, but basically this is done.
Yeah. Just one thing, the battle border isn't on here, on the map. Should it need to be?
He's a beach activity. Sorry, top right corner. Top right corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a really good map.
Yesterday when I was on my way home at the branch,
which is not part. Yeah. Do you see that? Yeah, the ice cream place that Annie's ice cream or whatever.
I thought maybe we could do something sweet, ice cream donuts or something like that, just to tell us to know.
And not yesterday, I found at the Schoenstein, those mini donuts, they were, the lineup was insane, and the cars are pulling away, pulling out of there, and there's still that lineup. So we're like, can't open up the door, you know, can't open up that street.
And who does those?
Well, I don't remember what.
Is that a parcel or something? But you get the name.
Yeah.
I know people asked for them that family day and we couldn't get them. Too late. Or they're, you know, maybe people have been long in advance. But I just, at family day, we had huge lineups at most of the food vendors and they sold out of food. They, you know, I just wondered if we were happy with the,
That's a lot to put on those vendors.
It is. Even the hot dog guy, he said that he brought extras, and by the end of the day, he was still sold out, and he was just right off his feet the whole time. So I just didn't know if there was like a different ice cream or donut or something else that, or a snow cone or whatever it is that, I don't know. I mean, it's not just about food, but if people have access,
A short of ice cream now.
They do the soft stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The issue there is the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same lineup for all of them, including ice cream, and they get a really big line, and people complain about that.
A lot of people like, not everybody likes the soft ice cream because it melts so fast, and most people do like the flavors of the hard ice cream.
So Tim Burton, who's been absent for 5 months, was our liaison for food. Matt has been dealing with food.
Well, Jean Young was our contact for Family Day. She did a great job taking out different vendors and whatnot. So if you think there is a desire, she probably has some contact numbers or whatnot.
Yeah.
And there was an issue with competition with Parkstrom. I thought you can as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Sandcastle wrap up.
Yeah. It's the only help we can get extra food trucks to this day, I would surmise.
But maybe not.
There are, a lot shorter than the others as well.
Yeah.
Like 4 hours. If anyone has a problem, in fact, I think you'd love to try anyway.
Sure. Okay, I'll get a hold of Kim.
Okay.
And so we're thinking maybe.
And Annie's ice cream. Or was it Annie? Yeah, I think it's Annie's. And Annie's or something. Yeah. And Annie's,
Annie's ice cream. And donuts.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to say. I want to say bee's knees, but I don't think that's it. But we can have flowers, and I think that. That's a flower that I was doing, but it's definitely got to be in the...
Do we have room for one more?
We got tons of room over there.
Yeah.
That's a big area. If they've got a small thing to
put in. Tim said he was going to call up to that because it's a short because of the competition.
Okay.
So,
we'll call it if you're actually going around or whatever, not everybody. It's probably not a space for.
Okay,
I'll hold
the camera.
Yeah,
we'll get somebody else in there.
Jimmy, a question for you. For the next meeting, could you provide us with the size a sheet that you can produce on the hobby for the frames that go in the ground there that identifies each of those actions?
Absolutely. I
could have
brought one
here
for you. I realize that you would like
it. I think we shoot all the other ones away. I'm going to change that. Yeah. So we can attach those to the frames. It's a little easier that instead of having another identifier sheet from numbers to names.
I see.
Yeah. A little easier.
And this is for us to...
So we'll set it up.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay, so the display list, there's our events, right?
Yep.
And so Brandy can print off like whatever this is. It
doesn't have to be, you know.
To be 8.5 by 11.
There's so much changing.
8.5 by 11. Yeah, I don't, it doesn't have to be.
Because it's just rough.
Yep, yep.
They have some of those signs at the train stations are.
The signs?
They have those core flats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, the core flats.
For the
yeah.
signs.
We take those the sheets on those core flats signs.
Okay.
So,
I know that there was some of them. We didn't have any more of the metal parts. Like, we had some, we found some, and then we used the ball of family day, and I redid.
Oh.
You know, so that they were on those. So that's why I know for sure I have 36. So oh. that's how many of the metal.
No, because you got 21 of them. So we're good then.
Yeah, that'll be enough for sure.
Okay.
Good. I have one question. This information that we get every year from everything that you need from us, do you, like, this is what they go off for this year now, like, and what they're doing is they're going to set me up packages that I give to my staff, and we run through this that way, and then they feel the trust accordingly. And my question is it going to be the same as what we already have done in the past? You're talking about having your own chairs and your own
plates and your own payloads.
So that's from 2019.
Right, that's very detailed.
It is, because that's what we need to do. We, you know, the more organized that I can be done prior to is a big deal.
It looks pretty close. I mean, just a quick glance, it looks like, yeah, we would need all of that, right? Barricades you put up.
Some of the notes on there that they had said that there was actually an abundance of barricades and illuminators that probably didn't need to be taken down there.
Yeah.
So that's just something for you to, you know, come up with how much you really needed. And then also, in the past, they would just drop everything. But she had said, this is Cheryl that done it last time, that it's almost better when you're dropping off, like, you know where the tents are going to be, you just drop off a little bit all the way along. So that less manual labor. And, you know, you want something on, down.
From
then I have that question.
Right.
So that's just something indicating for the people that are dropping them off that they don't do it all in one spot, which has happened in the past.
Yeah, it's very close. I mean, the numbers have changed a bit, but it's because you're right, dropping the ice, because they're heavy, those tents.
And so are the chairs.
Yeah.
So that's something that some staff person has made that up.
That's right. That's how we do our desk. Is that and it's clarified and everybody gets one that's working that day prior to the event, and then when they come in they know what needs to be done, and then the weekend staff or Friday Saturday staff are the ones that are filling the truck. So they need to know how much of everything. And my thing is to try to keep them like one truck, it makes it a little bit easier.
Is there anything that needs to change on there? Like,
I don't know, that's labor.
Except sandbags. We haven't used sandbags. We said it required it windy, right? Well, exactly. We don't.
Well, that's where the tent.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sandbags made up that we did for family day, so they're at Public Works. And if that's the case, then that's what we'll bring them down to at that point.
Yeah. But that's where we're in with the tents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 50 delineators, are those the themes? Yeah, that's
no, they're barricades.
Yeah,
those. Delineators are the long one that you can put tape in between.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So there was a lot of them.
Two radios. Hey.
Yeah. So that was normally whoever is the head of the person, they have a radio to get a hold of.
Yes, right. That's
the easiest way.
So you give us the radio?
Yes.
Okay. So you didn't have radio this year.
I don't have radio.
HD and
I have.
Oh.
Tom, you know, there's going to be a transfer of all this stuff down there. How is that going to happen? We don't have a truck doing it at disposal.
Carry all the stuff
down there. Well, we had this John Mountain truck that went up the night before to take all the
stuff down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got
to
find
They do all that. They can all we do is the other thing we get from say
Rolling
I draw on town
stuff. Okay.
And again, that don't mean you need our trucks.
We use our own trucks for that.
I would say that that's pretty much spot on. I can use that again.
Yeah.
You do have a few more notes in there.
Yeah.
Every time we have an event, we have a post meeting, and everybody just has a little, you know, critique in some way. And that was just one of the things they said.
It's nice so many. We're almost exactly the same last time we did this, right? It really hasn't changed in any kind of way. But everything's the same.
Well, when you say, hey, you want the town down there to step ahead, and I would say it will be down there to step ahead, and they've got to go get the trucks and come down.
Yeah, we started at 7, and then we have our little meeting, and then we...
So if you're down there at 7:30, that's fine.
That could be shortly after 7.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock, you wrap it up.
Yeah, and then that's it.
For a number, so not until 4 o'clock. In the past, they tended to go at it too quickly, and would take your stuff down. Even if people are still there, well, they see that, and that's it. That's it. That's it. And perhaps take down to 4:15 or something, right?
Yeah.
It says here that basically all the beach parking was blocked off. Is that true?
Yeah.
So do you do that, you know, it just sort of happens because...
It's good.
So we block it off because for everybody that comes to one of those tents only has a vehicle. Some equipment with it, so it's just generally bound to take.
For the pilot, it was handy for that.
Okay.
So, yeah, excluding as much as we can to block off that main area there. You know, there's always a few people who sneak in and have a camp or a...
So we are just dropping the tents and the chairs and the table, and, you know, as you go along, and you guys are all the ones that set that up.
Yeah.
There's a little confusion.
Yeah, so we'll... What about your electronics plan? It goes on a 1980 event in progress.
We don't have that anymore.
Well, you don't?
We haven't had it for probably 3 years now.
Okay.
Sold it, so.
Okay. Sold it.
Yeah, they sold it.
We've got
Instagram. Shut up. Our taxes are deducted.
We
don't need to go
there.
I think there was having, I think there was an issue with the, with the batteries and all that kind of stuff, and it just wouldn't last very long.
Okay.
Only that two people would have a program it, and then it would disappear.
So, Asha, thanks. Thank you, team.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
very much. Yeah. Very organized, guys. Great.
So you're gonna be the contact person.
I am the contact person.
Okay.
And
what's your
number? I've only worked Sunday and Thursday, so I'm not actually here Friday and Saturday. And my work phone is 250-228-5537.
Okay.
And I will get on all this and get it to Bradley as soon as I can find it, and or not find it, either way, then you will know, and can get that out to you.
The banner and the Canada 155
is
critical.
That's my number one thing.
So you're going to trade
Yeah.
So if you're a real rookie.
I hope you can find all the things that I couldn't find before.
Otherwise,
okay. It doesn't matter anyway.
The one thing about these things,
it's nothing to do with each day.
The actual stay is the time that's before the event. Everything else is just management and promotion. So you got to invite people to come. It'll be good.
Thanks, Travis.
Hold you.
Can you hear?
Yeah. See you, Russ.
Hey, guys.
One more meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so just doing around